You're on 981 2NM. Coming up, a big event on Saturday. It's been moved from Sunday. It's the Bengalla Cup Day. Joining us from Bengalla is a community relations specialist, Fiona Harton. Fiona, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Giddy up, you excited?
Certainly am.
Is it like a picnic day for Bengalla? Is that a good reason for everybody to get out and have some fun at the races?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, Dwayne and the team always put on a great day at the races, and the Bengalla Cup Day, and Dwayne can talk about the history in a minute. It's been a long established event, so you know, we encourage everyone to get along and have a great day. The races.
Speaking of that very man, what might be his final event here in the Hunter, Dwayne Dowell?
One more after this. One more rest day after this before I head off to Newcastle on the 16th of August. But Bengalla Cup Day has always been a day close to my heart. I was an ex-employee of Bengalla for 18 years. So, got great friendships with the Bengalla team. And, the Bengalla Cup Day has gone from strength to strength since its inception in 1994.
Goodness me, it's been around a long old time. So it's great to be able to support another local event like this.
Absolutely. You know, we've got so many great organisations and clubs, etc. So we love to get behind our local events. That's what we do.
And going out to the races is not the hardest thing to have to do in the world.
Oh, look, if that's what we've got to do, that's what we've got to do.
Landmine you got to throw yourself on. Dwayne, as far as what can we expect on the day of... We do need to mention it was ordinarily on a Sunday, but it's been brought forward one day so everybody can enjoy an entire Saturday and then relax on the Sunday perhaps.
Yeah, for sure. So very rarely do we have a Saturday race meeting. I think we had one about the second year I was in charge at Muswellbrook, so 2016 or 17. The reason why it moved from the Sunday back to the Saturday is because of the COVID restrictions with jockeys at the moment. It's a good opportunity for us to be on centre stage around Australia. Great exposure to showcase Bengalla and the other sponsors on the day in front of what is always the punter's day, a sad day, isn't it?
Indeed. Now, just for the gory details, COVID protocols are in place?
Yeah, so the COVID protocols, which will be similar to what you see when you're in town at pubs and clubs, so QR code scanning is mandatory. It's an organised event, so even though you're outside, you have to wear a mask unless you're sitting down and eating and drinking, so be sure to bring your mask. Those cloth masks aren't recommended by our stewards, so bring those, the light blue surgical masks. We'll have some of those in stock, but certainly if you can bring your own, that would be beneficial.
Good marketing opportunity, isn't it? They could have like muscle race. It could look like a horse's muzzle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if you could do with it. you may get temperature checked as well, so I've just got to talk to my board. We had been temperature checking up until about November last year, but we feel that's probably a good idea. And we'll also be checking some people's addresses just to make sure people from the greater Sydney area aren't sneaking up the highway. Mm. This is a local event for local people.
And it's a good reason to take the kids around.
Absolutely. So, look, because of COVID, we're not going to provide jumping castles. We just think there's too big a risk there. But first 100 kids through the gate will get a show bag when they walk in. So it's got heaps of goodies in it. There's a little bit of Bengalla merchandise. I know Debbie's been busy getting chips and lollies and all sorts of sugary treats to make sure the kids have got lots of energy. So well worth getting out there at the gate opening time. At the moment, it's 12 noon, the gate open. We may get another race. We've had such enormous interest from trainers for the races on Saturday that we may have to put an additional race on, which would then get put at the front of the program. So,
how many have you got planned now?
There's already 7, but there may be an extra 2-year-old race. So at the moment, the first race is 12:50. It may go back to 12:15.
We'll call it the Fiona Harton Maiden.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Certainly check our Facebook page and website, though, probably tomorrow, just to make sure. But those fields will be out later today.
Fiona, have you had a look at the form guide there?
Oh, look, you know, we were just having a bit of a chat off air around, you know, how these entries come in. So I'd have to look at maybe one of the top two. Oxford Tycoon sounds like a good one to me.
Trained by Kim. Well, I like number 3, Yabba Dabba Doo, only because I want to hear that being said as it crosses the line.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, it'd be a bit of a tongue twister for the race caller, I would think.
Dwayne, there's a number of horses that have been nominated. Anybody a standout at this point?
Look, I'm just looking at local trainers that have nominated. Tim's Principal from Scone trainer Jeremy Gask. He's an honest campaigner, always around the mark. Rodney Northam, also from Scone's, nominated Mo's Glory. So if it makes the final field, it's probably going to be in with a good chance as well. But look, they're coming far and wide, Newcastle and further west and north of the state. So it's one of the stronger Bengalla Cups you're probably going to see. I was just saying to you guys off air earlier that now the benchmark rating of the horses that are in this race is probably marginally higher than in previous years. So a very strong Bengalla Cup this year.
What time do we need to get out there on Saturday?
So at this stage, 12 noon, the gates open. But as I suggested earlier, there'll be notifications sent out if we have that additional race. So we may have to Wine Back the Gate opening time to 11:30. Check our Facebook page and our website for those details.
All right. And Fiona, will you be out there presenting the cup to the winner? Is that how it's going to work?
I think Cam Halfpenny, our general manager, will go along and do the presentation, but I'll be out there as well.
All right. Well, once again, thank you to Ben Gala for supporting another wonderful event here in the Hunter. And Dwayne, thank you very much for putting it on.
Yeah, thank you. And just finally, before I head off to Newcastle, Ben Gala have been the most amazing of sponsors during my time there. And as I say, since 1994, they've been sponsors. So we appreciate their support. And no doubt Ben Gala will be a long-time sponsor well into the future as well.